Shalakaya. Taksurun Mulatambiena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasindhu Vayebhyah Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from New Jersey. Some of you know I had my, we had, I don't say my, we had Vyasa Puja because it's actually the worship of the disciplic succession. And we had it yesterday. And then after that, I go to my mother's house, who lives only 11 miles away, where I have my own room. I'll give a little disclaimer for today. It's kind of a wonderful ceremony, but because it was Bhaktivinoda's appearance day, I fasted till about the feast, which is about 4 o'clock. And kind of the day after, I'm not, I don't have such clarity of thought, and I'm glad I do have a day after. But what I'll do is I may go over some of the points. I think many of you are there that were in my Vyasa Puja lecture. But a lot of times it's just a starting point where I can just share something with you. You know, I guess first one thing that I'll say is to thank everyone that was there. And because, you know, I'm a connoisseur of programs. And that they're done in a proper way. And by Krishna's grace, people who've come to my festivals, whether it's Bhakti Immersion or the Puri Yatra or the Vyasa Puja, knows that I like everything done in a specific way. This is logos. It's a term. Where in the Bible, Christ just says, "I am the Word." The Word means logos, but logos also means, if I can get it right, I don't have, you know, there's an order. There's an order. There's order and there's chaos, and chaos is suffering, and you know, order is bliss, and order is not against spontaneity. Order is the platform by which spontaneity can actually manifest. It's the foundation of harmony and reality and relationship and aesthetics, where the soul can be inspired to open their heart. I always give that term of culture. What culture means is the you know, how we construct our environment for the facility of communication, relationship, and learning. And I should add spontaneity. So we want culture. And one thing I do is I do demand that. I know at our Puri Yatra, when there's the serving of the prasadam, I personally stand there and train the devotees how to serve. So that there's a science to it. And when it's done, there's such relish from the by the people because of the communication of love. And that's what serving prasadam is. It's the communication of love. Love makes the world go round. Rasa Vaisaha, I am that ultimate reality of love and devotion. And that's what the Vyasa Puja is. That's what the disciplic succession is. It gives the knowledge of love. Not sentimentally, but how the world is order and how you relate to it so you can connect to and you connect and experience the source of love. It's like family. When family is done in the proper way and people are cooperative and there are affection and parameters, which may, then, you know, the love flows, the relationships flow. And I feel really that's, you know, one of my missions is to create this kind of community where there is common interest and people can leave their egos at the door and be vulnerable in a way that their hearts can be touched and they can express it to others. And that was really my joy. And I think this year they've been doing it, I don't know, 20 years. And it's refined. I would say, especially this year, you know, because I insist, I mean, I don't manage the thing anymore. I mean, they show it to me and they're very expert, but I add what I, you know, and one thing I was insisting on as important as the kirtans and Prema and Narayan, nice couple, came from New York. She's wonderful. Just a side note, her father in 1975 worked with me in the Gurukul in Dallas. He's from South Africa. She's wonderful. And also Dina Bandhu, not the Dina Bandhu from Vrindavan, the Dina Bandhu from New Jersey, but he's fantastic too. And so we came in there and the kirtans were so wonderful. And that sets the whole mission. That purifies the atmosphere. That creates faith more than anything else, just like the cowherd boys. When Krishna sent them to beg, and they, how are we going to approach these Brahmins? And he said, Kirtiyanto Bhagavato, do kirtan of my name. That's how we preach. So, you know, people come, they travel. You know, the traveling itself is a particular mode. They're bonding together. So the first important aspect of creating community is kirtiyanto bhagavato, kirtiyanta bhagavato. We do kirtan, so the kirtan was really nice. And then and then another important, we worship Prabhupada, because the disciplic six, what Guru Puja means is that this spiritual master teaches his disciples how to honor the Guru Parampara by himself doing Guru Puja. Decorations and festivals are very, very important. And they're important for two reasons. One is they engage people in devotion. You know, this is so important for community. Festivals are so important, especially for grihasthas, especially for married people, which is most everyone. It's so important. The decorations are so important because love is expressed. Flowers are so important. Flowers are so important to express love. Yeah, flowers and food and music. That's it. In devotion. So the decorations were very, very beautiful. And what decorations do, it takes what's in a person's heart and creates a visual for it so that when people see it, they feel love. And that's what bhakti is. That's what kirtan is. It's when the bhava in the heart is expressed by the discipline of music. And when you hear that music, you take into your own heart the heart of someone with devotion. And it's the same thing with decorations. So it's an expression of devotion. So the people get to express their devotion. And not just for the guru, but for all the people that are coming. And it's such a wonderful mood to join together in that way. And then, of course, I spoke. And you know, I wanted a relevant message, and I have a part, and therefore I thought about it before. And I guess two key messages was who is Prabhupada? I feel like Lord Brahma when Krishna bewildered him, and he was saying, "Who am I and who are you?" And he looked at Narayan after he was bewildered, and he understood that actually the cowherd boys were actually manifestations of Vishnu, that Vishnu actually manifested himself as all the cowherd boys. And he said, just like as hex atoms come through a screen, when you look at a screen, you can see the hex atoms come through the screen, and they look like dust. They're very small particles. They're actually smaller than dust. And he said, as hex atoms come through his screen, all the universes are coming through you. So who am I and who are you? You know, the comparison. So I really wanted to put myself... I really wanted to put myself in that mood. Are you all still with me? I somehow got a message on my phone. I just want to know you're still... Are you all still with me? Rati?
We can hear you, Maharaj.
Okay, great. Okay. 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 So, you know, I really needed that mood in relationship to Prabhupada. And I was listening to his tapes in the morning. And feeling that type of humility by feeling the strength of his conviction, even saying such simple things. And reflecting on my service to represent him, which recognizes his status, but at the same time indicates the incredible empowerment that one has when he does that. And how what guru means is disciple of a guru means disciple of his guru, and that's the secret of the guru a lamp. It's nothing, but you plug it in and it draws from a greater source. So this concept of humbly plugging in to the guru parampara. And I gave one example that I kind of made up myself, how putting something in between something doesn't necessarily distance you from something. And I gave the example of glasses, which it puts between your eyes and an object, but it makes the object more clear. So those who follow Prabhupada can give Prabhupada. They don't obscure Prabhupada. And we see that by how the Krishna consciousness movement is flourishing and how people are getting Prabhupada and becoming empowered. And then, you know, the other point that I really, really, it was a reflection. It was a reflection I had And I don't know if you call it sociological or something, but I think it's relevant, is that initially my preaching was with the people that were 18 or 19 years old. I don't even know if they were that old. And people were coming at a very, very young age. And I discussed the difficulty of being guru and disciple in those circumstances. Because bhakti is surrender to Krishna and making commitments to focus and meditate and chant. And and the nature of the world, especially coming to Krishna consciousness, it's kind of like a phenomenon. Just like in India, you don't see that ladies join the Krishna consciousness movement. It's men that join, generally speaking, especially at the beginning, because the ladies are, you know, they're under their parents. They don't go to ashrams. I don't know if this point will be clear. So when a lady would join Krishna consciousness, it's very special how she kind of transcended the family. But at the same sense, I'm going to say this in another way. You know, the people coming to Krishna consciousness in the West, men and women, generally, it uproots them from any stability they have, or they've already taken a path of a lack of stability, which means, you know, in a traditional culture, and whoever is that, just mute your phone. In a traditional culture, and I made this point, and even though people are there, I think they can hear it again. You know, you were provided with stability. Your whole life was stability. If you're in your family, you're stable. And then when you leave your family, who you were married was generally a very stable thing because there was such a degree of compatibility. It just wasn't astrological. But it was in the context of a person from the exact same culture and taste as you. Even a particular Brahmin caste would marry a particular Brahmin caste. A particular Vaishya cat. So you practically already shared so many things in your life. Then you found, then you did the astrological charts for compatibility. So generally there was a social system with the you know, you who your mate was. You grow up with a house, you inherit your family's house, you live in your family's house. And your occupation was set, the society was geared to facilitate your proclivities and make a situation for economic reciprocation. And guru in your village, family guru, whatever. So, and, you know, so I was saying people coming to Krishna consciousness, they don't know who they marry, they don't know where they're living, they don't know who their guru is. And it's so confusing because so many of them are leaving. And your occupation, you don't know who I am, where I'm working. So I was describing my disciples and I made a joke. I said, between 20 and 40, it's useless. It's not useless. But that relationship to try to give Krishna consciousness and put the burden of spiritual commitments on a life that had no foundation. And then I joke, and now young people, I'm not the guru for young people that are coming in at those ages. The people that are coming in are the ages of my disciples, and they're already established. It's an easier way to actually deal with people in Krishna consciousness. And but now I see that my disciples, the core disciples of mine, were in their 40s, and they're settled. They became settled. And a lot of them that I haven't seen almost were there reconfirming their commitments. It's a wonderful thing to see. Reconfirming their commitments to Krishna consciousness. And it was a very, very beautiful thing yesterday. You know, a lot of my disciples, they didn't come in the original 26th Second Avenue. They came on the rebirth of 26th Second Avenue. And I have to say, my disciples were running it. And were people connected to me. And they were all there. You know, and to see that their children were grown up and for the most part, very substantial people. I was kind of impressed seeing young people, even 9 and 13, in the front, sitting and listening to the lecture. and seeing a certain stability also of the disciples' children who are now 15, 16 years old. And seeing that they grew up, if not, you know, with full commitment to Krishna consciousness yet, with a foundation of morality and character, and seeing them also with the affinity for Krishna, that was a wonderful thing to see. But the point I made, and the point it can't be stressed enough, now that the stability is there, it has no value without a commitment to the holy name. And I quoted from the Bhagavatam, Dharma Sunishtita Pumsam Viviksena Katasya Napariye Yativritim Shama Evahi Kevalam. That even Dharma performed expertly, Dharma Sunishtita Pumsam Viviksena Katasya Napariye Yativritim. Without that ritim, Viviksena Kata, without ritim for Kata, without love for Krishna, and love for Krishna is expressed in kirtan and our affinity for hearing about Krishna. Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. Kevalam means only. He means only. Shrama Eva Hi means only. Only, 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 only. Shrama useless. What profit a man get if he gains the whole world and loses eternal soul? So I saw people like this message. I saw people like this message. The sincere people like to hear the truth, even if it challenges where they are at the present moment. And this is just something I'm reflecting on now. My Bhakti immersion, Kastubha Prabhu, brought the message to the people to another level. I asked him to speak on my life with the masters, his relationship with Radhanath Swami, his relationship with Radhanath Swami and relationship with Radhanath Swami and Kamal Krishna Maharaj. And he described their lives in a very interesting way. You know, the demands that Kamal Krishna Maharaj made on himself for the service in relationship to Prabhupada was intense, and the demands he made to others was intense based on his own standards. And then he described Radhanath Swami in how much he can tolerate in the service of Krishna. But then he went to people, he said, you know, a lot of things in the yoga world is about self-care and, you know, self-identity. And he said, that's fine. He said, but these are the great souls. And the great souls, their lives are about sacrifice. So nayam lokas tiyogas loko yam ku satama. Without sacrifice, there's no happiness in this world or the next. Borijampu said beautifully about the sages in Amishranya when they're doing sacrifice. He said, sacrifice is the mark of the sage, and sacrifice is what makes one. What makes one a sage. But that was a very, very beautiful point. But anyway, it was great to see the people and to see the emotions, because it was so nicely organized. And people don't want to leave that kind of atmosphere. And they want to serve that type of atmosphere. So I think that was quite wonderful. And then I thought an interesting thing was there too, is that, of course, I honored Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was his appearance day, and that was very important to me. That by convenience, I had to have my Vyas Puja before I leave, but I wanted to make sure we honored Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because that's what Vyas Puja is, honoring the guru, honoring the disciplic succession. So I wanted to make sure that was done. So another interesting thing is I wanted to use the example of Gunagrahi Goswami to inspire people. My dear godbrother left, and he achieved tremendous success. Tremendous success. Dying in Vrindavan in the association of devotees is not an ordinary thing. Rupa Goswami mentions practically one goes back to Godhead. So it was an incredible example of the mercy of Prabhupada, because if you know his story, he had his struggles. He had his difficulties. He had serious challenges in his spiritual life. But his attainment was so extraordinary. His attainment was so extraordinary. And it shows the process of bhakti, that he got mercy of guru, Vaishnavas, the holy name and the Dham. And he achieved beyond his own efforts, maybe not beyond his own humility, which attracts mercy, and his surrender and his faith. Sometimes that doesn't run exactly along your karma sukriti, which may pose certain challenges in your life. But that attracted the mercy of God. And I was reflecting on it, and it wasn't easy. God decided to purify him of anarthas in very painful ways, both physically and psychologically, because I was with him for a great part of the last 2 years, because I was in Vrindavan, and we were very good friends. And I saw, I heard this, I read this in Prabhupada's purport, that dying is, death means the destruction of the physical body, but in addition, if you give up your superfluous desires, it can be the dissolution of the subtle body. And the dissolution of the subtle body means the attainment of your sarup. Prabhupada mentioned that. So I watched the dissolution of his subtle body, because Krishna took away everything he cherished. And he was very, very conscious and attached to how the environment was constructed for service. But he was very obsessive and demanding on the environment. So you need control for that. And God took away control of the environment, and he was fighting it. And it was purifying. And then, but what was the result? The result was, and I have the tape of practically his last words. I was fortunate because Kastubha Prabhu sent me a message. Kastubha Prabhu sent me a message, and can you get this to Gunagrai Margin? I was in contact with Borijan, and Borijan gave him the message, and then he phoned me back Gunagrai Margin's response, and it was like so deep from the heart, gratitude, so much love in my heart, so much, and he's pointing his heart. And Kastubha Prabhu, when he was commenting on that, made the point that this is it. This is what's left. This is what's left. This is what you want. Only that feeling. Not our ambitions, not our desires, not our anxieties, but so much love. So much love in our hearts. For Krishna and the Vaishnava is a very beautiful thing to see. So Prabhupada set that example. That is the process. To surrender to Guru and Krishna in Parampraha with your faith. And to purify yourself and develop your relationship with Krishna. So that was the message. And, you know, such a beautiful ceremony they have. I mean, so many garlands, not that it's just for me, but the expression of love and gratitude and exchange was, it's a very beautiful thing for people to see. I know my godbrother Arjuna came and he honored us with his presence, and he was expressing his appreciation, seeing the people's gratitude, and how it's just such a nice thing to see when things are done so properly, and how the affection flows and it facilitates and deepens relationships. And then the feast, even the little details, the little cards that were written, you know, the place where people sit, an extraordinary feast, like almost the standard of what a feast should be. People can learn from it. You know, people can learn from it, the standard of what the feast should be. And it was amazing, and served out so properly. Served out so properly. And I like that Jai Subhadra organized it, because she's a disciple of Tamal Krishnamaraj, who's the gourmet guru, and it reflected her relationship with her guru. Now, all the preparations were done so nicely. Really, just because, you know, Arjuna Prabhu has a standard, and Henry, of course, was there. He has a nice standard, and how pleased they were with the service and the prasadam and how everything nicely was there. And then, you know, the real highlight, my mother and my older brother came. And 97 years old and still such wit. And how my brother was overwhelmed, actually, with how nice the people were, and how it's just the same group of people that gone through life and responsibly. And it gives one a lot of integrity. And that's, you know, part of the Varnashram system. Like, the only difference now is it used to be given to you. Now you have to struggle to make it. But the result is the end. When you are settled in your occupational and social aspects, and you do it properly. And I really appreciate the people in Jersey. They're dharmic. They do their duties. I have to say that to them. They do their duties. They take care of their families. They work hard. They provide. And they maintain a spiritual life. It's just nice to be in that kind of community, because it's a community without criticism and antagonism. It must be some elements of there everywhere, but you could see that. And people like to be in that kind of group where everybody's in a mood of service and they're not just focused on their own issues and baggage that they bring to every place they go and meet other people with the same things. So that was also nice to see. And it's nice for me that I'm able to kind of relive it by explaining it, hopefully in another insightful way. And I have to say, because I really couldn't eat much after fasting all day, but they did pack me. So today I will take it again here, because I can't cook here anyway, my mother's house. So I'll stop now for any questions or anybody saying hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Tota Gopinath. Did you cook the dal?
Palak paneer.
That was a real winner.
Oh, thank you so
much. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, I heard Kishori Radha, right?
No.
Yes? Who's that? Who said hello?
Well, anyway, I thought it was somebody else. Anyway, Maharaj, yesterday and today, I really appreciated that point that, you know, just because something comes between your vision and the object of your vision, that doesn't necessarily create distance. I really appreciated that.
Thank you.
And also the fact that, you know, when we worship Guru, what we're actually worshiping is the parampara, you know, rather than the personality, you know, which explains why, you know, if your Guru goes away or something, it'll still be okay.
Well, yeah. Did you bring enough back with you to feed Joseph the feast?
You know, I brought him back his favorites, which is always sweets.
Okay. Oh, he got the 7-layer cake?
Not that, but what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Okay, thank you. All right, Jill, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
All right, Krishna Gumaraj, this is Kishori.
Priya's picture was amazing. Of that she did of Prabhupada. She has good artistic talent. It's wonderful. Good, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Lee.
Okay, Lee, thank you for coming. And you made the salad. Great job.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
And the dressing. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, one at a time. One at a time. No. Hi, Bo. Who is that?
Hari Om Maharaj.
Hi, Bo. Who is that?
Janine is here as well.
Janine, hi, Bo. Okay,
hi,
who else?
This is Shri Gandharvika.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Thank you. Good. The hearing aids are doing great. Thank you.
Excellent.
Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Rajaraj.
Rajaraj, hey, thank you. Good. Great. Who
Hare
else?
Krishna Maharaj. This is Jimena from Sri Govardhan in Argentina.
Oh, great. Great. Jimena, the lecture is on the Facebook page if you get a chance.
Yes. Your disciple sent me the link for yesterday's Vyasa Puja to see it live, but I was in a program, so unfortunately I couldn't see it live.
But it's still on.
Okay, great. Thank you, Maharaj.
Nice to hear from you. Great. Anybody else? This is so nice that Ruti's arranged a technology that people from around the world can call. We didn't have that before. Anybody else say hello?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Gopa Kishore.
Gopa, Haribo.
Haribo.
Wonderful. The samosas, the test of the samosas is how many Arjuna took. It was great. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jai Subhadra.
Jai Subhadra, wow. Wow, that was great. You did a stellar job. The pressure's on now for next year. Start thinking now. But Jai Subhadra, wasn't it great to see all the people that used to serve in 26 Second Avenue together, huh?
Oh, it really was. It really, I mean, this Vyasa Puja was certainly, they're all special, but this was, it was a really special one.
Yeah, all those people and their children, and it was great, right?
I mean, really so many came.
Yeah. I'm going to eat the feast again today. So. Okay, great. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sebastian from Argentina.
Oh, Sebastian. Oh, I'm going to send you the menu of this feast. Maybe we even have a picture of it when I get the picture.
Oh, great,
people are great cooks here. Thank you. Good. Anybody else say hello? Okay, we'll go for now. Not everybody can say, but thank you so much.